The review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 2. RB Leipzig nil in the Champions League. Liverpool are through to the last eight of the European Cup. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rodgers. So have a nice general chat on this one, I feel, fellas. I think that's the best way to go. First and foremost, Sean, a thing that might get missed today and going forward, but I think the call on Fabinho is quietly a very big one to do in this game. He's had couple of opportunities to do it before and hasn't, but the manager going with a back two centre back pairing of Kabak and Phillips when he is in many ways in a no lose situation through being two up in the first leg, a no win situation rather. I think it takes a lot of balls, and I think he quietly deserves a bit of credit for it, because I was quick to criticise him, I know, after Sunday with the Nico Williams selection. So I think he deserves credit for this one.
Yeah, I agree. I think making the decision to go with that centre-back pairing isn't an issue to me. A bigger issue for me is where you decide to set your line and what you decide your strategy is going to be without the ball. Irrelevant of what goes on in the first half, I would still argue that the second half period, let's say 45 to 65, 45 to 75 in particular, that is the way that this Liverpool team should have set up from the start of the game and certainly should be looking to set up from here on in. And we've been talking about this a lot, so sorry for being a broken record on this. But in essence, we were a little bit deeper because we said your two centre-backs are no Jan Molby-esque sweepers or Beckenbauers, so we're more than happy for you to have the ball there. And the minute you make the next pass, we're going to start pressing, we're going to start closing down, and you're not going to find it too easy to get the ball over our heads. And I don't think it's a coincidence that you see this Liverpool team incredibly comfortable in that situation and very dangerous on the counter-attack. And the maturity of some of the key players, mainly Fabinho, Thiago, Wijnaldum, and I would also say Mo Salah, in terms of knowing when to counter-attack and when to actually retain a bit of possession, move up the pitch, give everyone a breather, because that is the most difficult thing when you defend a little bit deeper and you allow opposition centre-halves to have it. You can't counter-attack every time, and you can't miss the opportunities to take advantage of the counter-attack when they come along. And I think if this Liverpool team are going to do well between now and the end of the year, if this Liverpool team are going to knock Bayern Munich and Manchester City out of the European Cup, which, ignoring Rio Ferdinand, I genuinely believe we still can. We would need Mane and Salah at peak Mane and Salah levels, but with the kind of setup you see in the second half, we could beat anyone in that competition and in the league. In the first half, I think we get away with it a little bit because the line is too high for that centre-back pairing, and it's only through a lack of ruthlessness from them that it could easily have been 2-2, that scoreline at half time. And we're not going to succeed this year if that's going to be the approach.